Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's open with a closing. Swept Away, the new musical featuring the songs of the Abbott Brothers, will end its Broadway run December 15th. That's less than a month after opening. The musical about a 19th century shipwreck and its aftermath explores the lengths to which human beings will go in order to survive. I'm sure the show wish it had that secret. I confess I did not even get a chance to see this one, but at the time of its closing, the production will have played 20 previews, 32 regular performances. It cost up to $14.5 million to capitalize, so ouch for the investors. And yet another reminder of how quickly well-meant money can be well swept away. Another just announced early closing is Teeth, a creepy one that started at Playwrights Horizons, but then moved on for a run at New World Stages. And this one deals with a woman who discovers that when men violate her, her body bites back, literally. The show is based on the 2007 horror comedy of the same name. Okay. Goodbye to Teeth. Now, on the other extreme, the most moving event of my week was not a show per se, but a celebration of a man who gave us great performances in many shows. And that was Gavin Creel and his memorial, which I streamed while it was happening. Sometimes it's easier to weep alone. This was on a Monday, of course, during which Sarah Bareilles and so many others recalled personal stories about Creel. His life partner, I can't recall his name right now, said, "It's so tempting to canonize this man, his wandering childlike wonder," end quote. He also reminded us that Creel was one of the driving influences in marriage equality in the country. And Creel was spectacular in shows from Hello, Dolly to Into the Woods and many more. He will be missed, which is why those Broadway lights were deservedly dimmed. Other news, the Manhattan Theater Club is now previewing Eureka Day by Jonathan Spector, directed by Tony Award winner Anna Shapiro. I've mentioned before that I saw this one several years ago in London. There it starred Helen Hunt. This production stars Tony Award nominee Amber Gray, two-time Tony Award nominee Jessica Hecht, and two-time Tony winner Bill Irwin. Eureka Day deals with an epidemic, no, not that one, and politics, and much more in one of our wokiest of cities, that being Berkeley, California. And by the way, it's a comedy. Now, dare I say Frank Sinatra may be having another moment? I might have mentioned this last week. The Apollo Theater recently hosted a large evening for investors and theater executives to get a preview of a new play about old blue eyes, hoping for Broadway. Well, there's also a large, and I mean 979 pages, I recently read it, autobiography of Sinatra by James Kaplan. It's considered one of the best of the celebrity genre. A recent one-woman play in Los Angeles was called Ava, about the woman Sinatra never stopped loving. And hey, a gold-seated toilet he used in a hotel suite went for a good amount of money at an auction. Anyway, now comes a small personal show called Frank and Me, opening this week at the Triad Theater on the Upper West Side. It will play several performances and could be extended should the audiences keep coming. The force behind this is an actress, singer, director named Linda Miller, who has taken the show other places locally. Let's not forget, Sinatra was born in Hoboken. Miller has made a nice personal comeback herself, having been run over and almost killed by a raging automobile a decade or so ago. Anyway, in this show, we see a young and older Frank. We even see Elvis, who, let's not forget, Sinatra brought on his TV show just when the rock star returned from his military service. Sinatra was vocal in his dislike of all rock stars, calling them degenerates. So this was a forgiving moment. Meanwhile, additional Broadway casting has been announced for Just in Time, the new musical starring Tony Award winner Jonathan Groff as crooner Bobby Darin. Let's not forget, Darin was often considered to be the next Sinatra. Now, I'm counting the days till that one. The show begins performances at Circle in the Square on March 28th with an official opening April 23rd. The Circle in the Square, I think I mentioned this too, will be transformed into an intimate, immersive nightclub for the show, with Groff leading a cast of 16 and a live onstage big band performing Darin's hits. The show is being developed and directed by Tony Award winner Alex Timbers. I saw a reading of this one at the 92nd Street Y years ago. Well, yet another reminder of how long it takes to get these things up on a stage. Probably the biggest casting news of the week is about a performer sure to be nominated this year, Kola Escola, the playwright and star of the off-to-on-Broadway smash, Oh Mary! Exclamation point, who is stepping away from the show, at least for an unspecified length of time. Betty Gilpin, the Emmy-nominated star of Glow, will step into the role of Mary Todd Lincoln on January 21st for a limited 8-week run. Big shoes to fill, but again, Escola may return at some point. And one of the country's hottest comedians, John Mulaney, he just turned down the offer to host the Oscars, returns to Broadway in the world premiere of All In, comedy about love by Simon Rich with direction by Alex Timbers. I think I mentioned this too. All In will be performed with a rotating cast of 4 actors for 10 weeks. Performances will begin this week at the Hudson Theater, and I hope to be there. And then there is Purpose, coming from Chicago's famed Steppenwolf. Now, the Broadway cast of that one will feature 2-time Tony Award nominee LaTanya Richardson-Jackson, married to Sam, Steppenwolf ensemble member and co-artistic director Glenn Davis, and Tony Award winner Kara Young, who I love. It's written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who, of course, wrote Appropriate last year, and it's directed by Felicia Rashad. She's great, but this is her Broadway directorial debut. Purpose will begin previews February 25th, with opening March 17th, and run through at least July 6th. And by the way, for any busty blondes out there, sorry, no offense, Dolly, an original musical formerly titled Hello, I'm Dolly, has launched a national casting search. Now, this will give those chosen a chance to travel to New York to formally audition for a role in the new musical about Dolly Parton. The producers are searching for performers of all ages to portray the country western icon at different stages of her life. So, hey, one never knows. On another subject, one I often discuss, reading, as in books. There are apparently some 18 new theater-related books coming or just out now. Richard Schoch, I hope I pronounce it S-C-H-O-C-H, now offers an essay collection called How Sondheim Can Change Your Life. This perspective is the subject of 11 essays, a show-by-show analysis. The chapter on Merrily We Roll Along is subtitled How to Grow Up. The one on Sweeney Todd promises to teach us how not to deal with injustice. Gypsy unlocks how to be who you are. Well, you get the idea. Another new one is by critic Ron Fassler called The Show Goes On. Fassler is a lively writer, and here he tells many great stories about shows and may have faced crises with casting or financing or whatever, but made their way to the stages. Look up ronfassler.org for that one. And don't forget, more than a dozen Broadway shows are coming to an end, so it is a good time to walk up to a box office and grab a good seat. Supps, Stereophonic, Notebook, and more. No, you're not going to get into Lion King, Hamilton, MJ, or Wicked. But if you want to see that one, of course, go to the movie theaters, where it's breaking all records and just received a batch of Golden Globe nomination. Huh. Anyway, so there you go. Get yourself to some kind of show this week, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.